Hello? I'm the delivery for a Mr. Cullen? Oh, come on. Is this some kind of sick joke? Look, just because I'm on the Uber Eats menu for vampires doesn't mean I'm gonna fall for some shoddy Twilight roleplay. So, where are you in this giant mansion so I can... Oh, there you are. Do you normally make your deliveries come in on their own? I mean, you'd at least think you'd be able to afford a butler or something here. Jeez. But you did order a fit and delicious dancer, and... Oh, I can tell by that bit of pupil dilation, you do like what you see. So tell me, is my scent decadent as well? Ah, well, we keep a strict diet to keep to our customers' taste. Oh, yes, of course. Here's my flavor profile. Velvety red in color, I embody a fine rose-like bouquet with apricot and banana flavors on the palate. Clean and fresh and lively with citrus notes. Of course, I don't smoke and only drink if you want me to. So, would you like a long dinner, or are you maybe looking for just a quick snack? Oh, really? Oh, well, no, I mean, I guess I'm a little surprised. I mean, this is Uber Eats after all. Most people just want to get their food and be done with it, you know? But no, I don't mind at all. This is actually kind of nice. You seem like a rather kind vampire, and so I'm honestly a little eager to spend some time with you. So, does this mean that I get to perform for you? Lovely. Alright, so do you have a favorite song, or shall I pick my own? Oh, then how about this one? Ha, sweet. Hooks up to the surround sound. Ah, well, this is gonna be a delight. Oh, is here okay? You do look rather comfortable sitting there. Yes, I promise I don't mind at all. Here, let me start with shrugging out of this coat and... Oh. Oh, you really do like what you see, don't you? I mean, if I'm getting that sort of response, what happens if I sway my hips? Oh, I do like that reaction. So, you weren't just looking for a snack tonight, were you? Maybe you were hoping for a bit of proper company? Oh, come on then. Why call for me? I saw what kind of digs you have here, and I know you're well off. So surely an established vampire like yourself has, well, probably a ton of friends to call on. I imagine you have fancy parties on yachts or something, right? What? Wait, no friends? Not at this age? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to touch on a sensitive subject. It's okay. No, I'm here tonight, and I do have to say, I think you're perfectly lovely. Yes, and I can tell that you feel the same of me. Ah, you like when I rock my hips and, oh, twirl for you, don't you? Oh, but if you like that, then maybe, just maybe, you'd like me to get a bit closer. What if I straddle your lap like this? It's okay. you can touch. I am not the one that bites. Huh. No, nothing's wrong. I'm sorry. You just, I don't know. You just have really kind eyes. But they also look kind of conflicted. Are you okay? Am I making you uncomfortable? Oh, you just look like you're a bit lost in thought. Should I just go change the music, or... Oh, hey, yeah, no, it's okay. Hey, let's just turn it off for now, yeah? Yeah, okay, here, one sec. Okay, what's wrong? What? Leave? Why would I leave? I mean, you haven't even had me yet. Why? No, hey, you looked really hungry. Am I not good enough? Are you unsatisfied with your order? I mean, I could go call management and they could probably have another girl out here in like 15 minutes and... why are you... Hey, you tell me to leave, but you don't want a substitute meal and you grab me? No, I told you, I don't want to leave. Hey, hold on a minute, okay? Just wait, is it... Jeez, it is that, isn't it? Yeah, are you maybe feeling a bit guilty? Guilty about your hunger, I mean. Hey, listen to your tasty snack, okay? There's no reason to feel guilty. You're hungry, and that's not your fault. And I know what I signed up for when I took this job, okay? And I want it. I do. I want your bite. And I want your fangs. And most of all, I want to feel you drinking your fill of me. Okay? Oh, no, certainly not. No, I'm not afraid of vampires. Trust me, I've been around quite a few of you bats, and you? Oh, you are far from the worst, let me assure you. In fact, I find you quite sweet. Even if you do make terrible Twilight jokes at your own expense, Mr. Cullen. Aw, well, there's a little smirk. Feeling a bit better? Now tell me, what's going on in that head of yours? Oh, no. I have the time. You are my last delivery, after all. We're only allowed to do a few a day, depending on, you know, how much we provide. I mean, no vampire wants to order a meal and have to deal with their snack's wooziness after another feeding, right? Now come on, stop trying to change the subject. What's happened here? You were so hungry that you ordered me, and now you don't even want to take what you've paid for. Why are you doing that to yourself? Drinking reminds you of your missing humanity? Oh, hey, no, listen to me. No, it isn't missing. Come on. I mean, look at you. You're being so kind to what most vampires consider mobile snack packs. I mean, hell, you're even nicer than my human boss who never lets us take the holidays off. Honestly, you're more human than you give yourself credit for, and I bet you don't even gnaw on necks either like a lot of the bats, do you? Exactly. But, well, if drinking from a person makes you uncomfortable, then, I don't know, why don't you just get blood bags? I know they sell those for you guys, right? Oh, I saw that lip curl. Well, I don't suppose that I'd like cold blood either. But I guess you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, let's just not jump right into it then, I mean, if you're feeling tense, then, how about this? How about you and me just take our time tonight? Yeah, I mean, maybe we could just chat a bit first, and maybe talk over some wine if you like. And when you're ready, maybe you could take a sip or three and relax too. You know, just enjoy yourself. Yeah? That sounds good? All right, sure. Should I just wait here, or... a tour? Of this fancy place? Oh, did you see me admiring the fountain out front? What? A bigger one? Okay, no, that thing was already huge. What do you mean? Well, yes, okay. I would love a tour before heading to the wine cellar. After you?